I remember when my knickers fell down on the playground. The elastic had snapped.
I remember when our Tom's Elsie kissed me in the kitchen.
I remember when that bleeding bird's egg broke in me mouth.
I remember frying the nettles at me granny's.
I remember when I hit him right in his naughty chops.
I remember when them blue curtains caught fire on Good Friday.
I remember when the Irish League beat the Football League 2-0. 2 bloody nothing.
I remember he asked for the ring back.
Oh, Freddy.
I do not remember being sexually assaulted by a man with spiky hair and eyes the color of phlegm when I was 10. I do not remember, no.
Moonlight on the highway, moonlight on the plain. Turn your light on my way through memory lane. Moonlight on the highway, guide me while I roam. Shine upon each byway that leads me to home. A place where roses remember and folks forget me not. What else is worth dreaming of? From your silver skyway, smiling up above, moonlight on the highway, please leave me to love.
Love.
You speaking to me then? Sorry, thought you spoke.
Al Bowley. Bowley with Lou Stone and his band.
I don't get you.
Moonlight on the Highway.
Oh, yes.
Recorded March 21st. 1938. The great Al Bowley. Remember him?
Who?
Al Bowley.
What, him as used to keep the Eel Pie shop?
Hey?
On the Broadway. Al Bowley. That's it, Al Bowler. His dad used to be in the market. Al Bowler. Jew boy, he was.
Eel and Pie shop? What the hell are you talking about?
Yes, that's right. 1938, you say. Pies were scuppers then. Penny for the mash, an eightpenny for the eel gravy. Got the flavour, just about. Yes, that's what it used to be. 1938, you say. Not a bad old meal, neither.
I'm talking about Al Bowley. He was the greatest singer there ever was.
Yeah, Bowler, that's it, Al Bowler. Funny thing you bringing up his name after all these years. Should have thought it was before your time. Yeah. That little shop on the Broadway, where it bends, just before you got to the station. Of course, it's all pulled down now.
He was a singer.
Who was?
Al Bowley, of course.
Well, it was used to keep the Eel and Pie shop.
Bloody old fool!
All the time I was going to the Eel and Pie shop, I never heard Al Bowler sing.
Mr. Peters, please.
Nor did nobody else neither. Blimey could hardly talk, let alone sing. So what are you talking about? He had, a harsh, gravelly sort of voice. Used to shout out in the market, he did.
Mr. David Peters for Dr. Chilton.
Which is how his father started off in business.
Do you want one of them tuppenny pies shoved right in your ugly face? He was a singer, the greatest singer there's ever been, you bloody old fool!
What?
You're disturbing the other patients. Control yourself.
Not disturbing me, sir. I like a good laugh myself.
Are you David Peters?
Al Bowley.
Are you Mr. Peters?
Yes.
To see Dr. Chilton?
Yes,
I've been calling your name several times.
Yes, he's deaf as well as dumb.
Sorry.
Come along in. To Dr. Chilton. Come along.
Al Bowler couldn't talk proper, mate, let alone bleed and sing.
Lover, come back to me. The sky is blue and high above. The moon is new and so is love. This eager heart of mine is singing. Lover, where can you be? You came at last. Love had its day. That day is past. You've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing. Lover, come back to me. When I remember every I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue.
Oh, God.
All right.
The moon is new. Yes, I'm sorry. It's too loud.
How long have I got to keep on knocking? You play them bloody records like we was all deaf.
Over and over again he plays them. Over and over again.
This here young lady says she wants to see you.
Me?
Yes, you. Hello.
I told her it was late.
Aren't you going to let me in?
Yes, please come in.
You. Well, I'll go on down then, but I'll see the young lady out. In about an hour, right? It'll be 10 o'clock then.
And there's no visitors after 10. No visitors after 10. It's a rule, that is.
Funny old man. My name is Marie Holdsworth.
Marie?
I'm a... what do they call it? Research assistant at 7TV. Bit moldy.
Oh, I see.
We're thinking of doing a program about, I keep forgetting his name. Al Bowley.
Program Bowley? You?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's marvelous. Oh, you know he's been too long neglected. A program of Bowley is absolute... Oh,
good. Can I sit down?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Just a minute. Well, I'm sorry, I'm just moving the rubbish from one place to another, really.
As my mother used to say.
What? Mother, yes. Oh, I can't believe a program on Bowley. It's absolutely marvelous.
Yes, you were saying?
Hmm? Pardon?
Al Bowley.
Yes, a film. That's fantastic. Listen, have you got him on celluloid? Photographs, films, all that
Wait.
Kind of thing. No, sorry.
You edit this fan magazine, is that right? The duplicated and staple thing.
Yes, edit, write, and distribute. £5 a copy. Yes, the cost of a real printer. But, well, we have subscribers all over England. Even a few in Australia, actually. The Al Bowley Tapestry, that's what I call it.
The Al Boley tapestry. Groovy.
What's he?
Groovy.
Oh?
As in groovy, baby? Oh, well, not so groovy then. Anyway, the thing is, your magazine came into our hands during the preliminary research in this project. I should have written to you. I'm awful at my job, really. But I've been in Ireland on a god-awful kids program, and you're not on the telephone. I thought perhaps if I just called in, we could explore...
I'm very glad you did. Very, very, very glad.
It's good. I get the message.
Just let me look at you.
Hmm?
The Aunt Bowley song, Just Let Me Look At You. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, it just suddenly bounced into my mind. No, not bounce. That's too vulgar a word for such a sweet, sweet sound. Looking at you. Sitting there in my chair. And the words of the song. Darling, stand there a while. Just let me... Beg pardon, miss.
What for?
For... You're the one he sings about, if there ever was one, if there ever was one.
There's no certainty that Seven will proceed with this project, of course, but we've gathered some material, spoken to a few people, all that sort of thing. You make me a bit nervous standing over me. Can't you sit down?
Sings a song called Marie, you know, Marie, the dawn is break. What? Sit. Oh, I'm so sorry. Please excuse me.
You see, the problem is that so little is known about, Al Bowley's early days. We wondered if you had access to any...
I'm going to see Dr. Chilton tomorrow. Dr. Chilton.
Oh. Who's he? Does he know anything about the early part of...
He's a psychiatrist.
Oh?
I haven't been before. That's why I'm jumpy. I'm a bit jumpy. You see, about what he'll say, what he'll do, what he's like. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. I'm so sorry. Got nothing whatsoever to do with you, really. It must be very embarrassing. Seeing you sitting there in my room. So incredibly, unbelievably beautiful. I just suddenly... God.
Look.
Someone. Have to tell someone.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have barged in on you like this. I should have written saying exactly what it was we wanted.
Don't
and then
go.
You...
Look, I've got lots of material. Books... Photographs, records, all that kind of... Please!
That's Bowley, isn't it, over the mantelpiece?
Yes.
Tall, dark and handsome, eh?
You're the most beautiful, like a
and
butterfly...
And it is established that he was killed in 1941 in the Blitz, that's right,
just
isn't it?
Just let me look at you.
Look.
You haven't heard it, you'd say you haven't heard it. You really must, you know.
What?
That song, Just Let Me Look At You, the way he sings it.
Oh, that's all right, then. I thought you were being personal.
No. No, no, no.
I'm sorry, but the landlord or whatever, he did say it was late night.
Bloody old cripple! Come out of here, and I'm banging on my door. Turn it down, he says about the records. I'll throw him back down the stairs one of these days. I will clubfoot and all. I'll break his bleeding neck. Turn it down.
Well, I don't want to offend him, and I think
you want to hear the song, don't you?
Not particularly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am sorry. I was hoping that I thought that perhaps you...
Have you got it here? Silly question, really.
There. It's... With Lou Stone and his band. The late Lou Stone. He always sang best with that band. I don't know why. They were very sympathetic. You could understand the melody and the solo spot and the sheer musical proficiency of it all. I'll just put it on. Look here. Do you see what I mean? It's lovely.
There's words.
What?
So corny.
I sing it to you. I would. I'd sing it.
You want me to listen?
God.
I'm listening. I am.
Let me look at you. Don't talk. Don't break the spell.
Please.
You're the sweetest, most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. No, no. Please, someone to talk to. Someone not to pay for. No. You're the most beautiful. Now listen.
Get off!
I didn't mean.
Oh, darling, stand there all alone for a moment. Young man, gay and bright. Don't fall.
Recorded with Lou Stone in his van in August 1938. And it's nonsense, bloody nonsense, say you got an Elam pie shop.
Demonstrably. What? Nonsense. My name is Dr. Chilton. We haven't met before. Good morning.
Good.
We haven't met before, as I say, but I know a little about you, Mr. Peters.
Oh.
Yes, Dr. Thornton has written to me. Yes?
I know.
Well, then I should sit down if I were you, and we can have a little chat. Would you want me to help you or not? I can help you, you know. But I'd prefer you to sit down, please.
All right, then.
Now, what was it you were talking about when you came in?
I...
Well, don't worry about it. It's quite obvious you realized you were talking nonsense. No, I was there. Take your time.
Well, I don't know. I was sitting out there staring at the tiles and the radiators and those... tubular steel chairs, frightened and very tense. And just along from me, there's a silly old man that made me lose my temper about Al Bowley, that was all. And I didn't sleep last night. Why are those two men sitting there dangling their legs?
Well, they're medical students. They needn't concern us.
Isn't it rather rude of us? Of me, I mean.
Well, this is not a tea party. There's no need to be polite. We're quite busy enough in this place as it is.
Sitting out there in that dump of a hall, sitting out there building up a monster. Do you know, I've been absolutely terrified of you for a whole fortnight.
Why can't you sleep?
Because...
Go on.
Because I'm wicked.
I don't think I understand the word. Don't think I know quite what it means.
You're bloody ignorant then, aren't you?
As I say, there's no need to be polite, and not excessively so.
I'm so sorry, really. No, I deplore bad manners. I'm so sorry. It's part of the vulgarity of the age. Once, dreams were possible. That's what the popular songs used to tell us. They don't say that anymore. Now they smash up their instruments on the stage. They howl and whine and yowl through their long hair. And a lot of bloody apes. Politeness? You say it doesn't matter. Oh.
What is it you do that you call wicked? Sex. Is it to do with sex? Would you like to tell me about it?
Perhaps.
You feel sex is now...
When I was 10... when I was 10... there was this long alleyway... down the side of the chocolate factory... And there were very tall walls and narrow.
Yes, it's all right. Go on.
And there was this man with spiky hair and eyes the color of phlegm. And he... There were narrow walls and tall.
What did he do?
He... smell of chocolate. That's what I remember. Drifting over from the factory. Stink, really, chocolates. There were roses on the box. Though I am wicked, I know. Just listen to his song. Come here. Chocolate roses, he said. Not enough, and so you and we'll walk hand in hand through the roses. Where people forget me not. What else is worth smiling on? Did I say smiling when the dawn is timely fading?
maiden. High above, the moon is new, shading the bygone beautiful years. Oh, isn't it heavenly to share? Come here. No, I said, I shouted. Mom! The walls were too high. Nobody, Mom, nobody came. Eyes. Your eyes. Fantastic nose, mighty like a knockout, mighty like rose. No chocolate, chocolate smell! We should exactly as we met. Just easy. Strong on the highway, shine your light in my way. Easy. Oh, you gotta get such sincerity, Bully. That's what counts in the end. That's when a kink's in a ooh, lot of bloody animals. Listen. Oh, look where this aching heart of mine is singing. Lover, come, mother, love. Mom, Mom! I shouted. What was it good? What use would it do? Life and its sorrow fades into darkness when you are near. I never could work out that line. That Bully makes sense of it, though. Darkness. He pulled my arm up behind my back. He pulled me. Mom, hurt me. Oh, I remember every little thing you used. And you're so sweet, so terrible. You're the rose, chocolate. The rose is, you're the most sweet, sweet, cutie. Come back to me!
Who is Al Bowley?
Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. Why, it was Al all the time. Why, don't you remember? I'm your pal, buddy. Can you spare a dime?
Who is Al Bowley? The name seems to cause you some agitation. Does me a bit, too. The name? Something very familiar about the name.
I should think there was. Especially today, of all days.
Well, what's so special about today?
April the 17th.
Yes.
1941.
1941?
Yes.
What was it that happened then?
He was killed by the bloody Krauts in a blitz.
Who was?
The dad.
Well, I suppose you can just remember him.
Who?
Your father. 1941, you'd be, let's see, 6 years old, coming up to six?
1941.
Isn't that the date you said?
1941? No. He was killed by a buzz bomb in 1945, by a V-2. I was, I wasn't even in the house. My mum had her foot blown off. She...
1941, though, April 17th. What date is that?
That was when Al Bowley was killed, of course, in Jermyn Street, in his flat by a bomb.
I see.
He's at the very peak of his career, then, right at his very best.
Your father?
No!
Al Bowley?
Yeah. Who else?
At his peak.
Oh, he was singing better than he'd ever sung before. There was a new richness, maturity in his voice. There was more bass.
A singer?
The ironical thing was that the last song he recorded was When That Man Is Dead and Gone. It was a war song about bloody old Hitler. Why do those two men have to sit there dangling their legs?
I told you they needn't concern us.
Undertakers mutes.
Students? Merely students.
Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. Clunk. Down on the coffin. Cold. Dead. Dead. Thought I could see my mother's wooden foot through the coffin. I thought I could. Poor foot.
You're talking about your mother. And your mother, I take it she died recently.
6 weeks ago.
I see. Six.
6 weeks and 2 days.
Grief is a very, very difficult thing to cope with.
I didn't love her!
No?
No! Always going on about her foot and her leg and the bombs and dad, and always kept me on the end of a piece of string. She was going to look after me. She knew I would. She knew I would. Poor old soul. She really should have. Oh, God, how she must have suffered.
The bereaved frequently feel guilty. You should recognize that. We do not nowadays know how to express our grief adequately.
Grief?
We don't know how to mourn. Enough of that. Enough of this. Thank you for talking to me. I think I know now how to help you.
Oh, but listen, sir, I haven't said anything yet. I haven't told you all the wicked things.
This should help you.
What is this?
I wanted to take that along to the dispensary, but it's almost opposite this room, on the other side of what you quite rightly call that dreadful hall. A hole in the wall. Hand your prescription in there, please.
But how can you
we'll
know
we'll be given
that...
two small bottles. One containing small red tablets, the other containing rather larger blue tablets. You understand? Now, I want you to take one of each. That is one red tablet and one blue tablet. Three. Repeat. Three times each day. That's two tablets, one of each color, three times a day. Which means that you'll take six tablets during the day, three red ones, three blue ones. It'll be written on the bottle. Each bottle, two words of warning. No, listen to me, please. Two words of warning. Do not drink alcohol. It'll make your tongue wag. Do not eat cheese. It'll make your head ache.
Cheese? You mean cheese?
A chemical is formed when, or at the point, milk turns into cheese. This chemical, which we knew nothing about until quite recently, does not like striking up an acquaintance with the particular combination of chemicals which you are about to be swallowing three times in each day.
But, sir, I haven't said anything. I haven't told you.
I will see you at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursday next.
Thursday
at 10 a.m.
But listen.
Thursday at 10 a.m. By then, you will be feeling and behaving much more like your old self.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. So nice to have met you.
Oh, God, I'm going.
Good day. And take your prescription across the hall to the dispensary, almost opposite.
That lot of good it'll do. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thursday at 10 a.m. Goodbye.
Thursday at 10.
Bye.
Oh, God, it can talk.
Diagnosis? Your views, please, gentlemen. Come on. Pretend I'm Joan Bakewell.
Gerald, got them in the right order.
Of course, don't worry about it.
And, Buddy, can you spare a dime? That's ready next, is it? Are you sure the film's all right, Gerald? No cock-ups, eh, old chap?
For God's sake.
It's all right. Don't let's get overheated.
Well, stop worrying, then. You'll get an answer.
Already got one, Gerald. Already got one. Gerald!
I know!
Stop that now, stop it. Trumpets! Let's have the trumpets!
Bloody hell, bloody hell!
Ladies and gentlemen, please!
Speak into the microphone!
What? Ladies and gentlemen, well, here we all are together again. And very nice it is to see so many familiar faces. So many old friends, all of whom remember, what is it, pals? The song is ending, but the melody lingers on. Yes, indeed. The melody lingers on and on. And it will never die, not even after we are gone. The sweet and golden tones of the unforgettable, the inimitable, the one and only, Al Boley! Of the immortal Al Boley will go on throughout the years. When the sickening 60s and the grubby, long-haired, dirty-mouthed so-called pop singers of the day are happily gone and forgotten. we are in fine form tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Fine form.
Get on with it.
Now then, Gerald.
Good old Jerry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 35th annual meeting of the Al Boley Appreciation Society. For 35 years, we have gathered together here as one body to keep alive the name and the voice of Al Boley. April the 17th, ladies and gentlemen. Ever since our annual meeting of 1942, we have fixed our get-togethers for this fateful day. Because it was in the early hours of April the 17th, 1941, that the disaster happened. It was in the early hours of April the 17th, 1941, with a searchlight stabbing the sky above London, the bombers came in, and Al Boley, alone in his flat, met his untimely death. And now, dear friends, let us keep our minute's vigil, our annual moment of memory and tribute to Al, coupled with his name, the name of his dear friend, the late Lou Stone. I'm now going to ask you, as your honorary president, I will now ask you to keep silent and to keep still. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Boley.
Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. Why, it was Al all the time. Why, don't you remember, I'm your pal, buddy. Can you spare
Wicked. You kept using that word, sir. Why didn't you... I mean, wouldn't it have been better to let him tell you what is supposed to be so wicked?
Oh, he will. But I hope... I won't. I hope he'll tell somebody else first. A friend, a relative, somebody.
Say, don't you remember? They called me out. Why, it was that all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal.
It's very simple, very common, very ordinary. Too ordinary even to have admitted. We haven't the bed space. And I am not God. One, father killed by V-2 rocket, 1945. His mother crippled. He was not there, so guilty. Two, either just before or just after his father's death by a bomb, he is sexually assaulted in an alley, possibly brutally. So, guilty. Three, his to be expected fear of sex is reinforced by his mother's dependence on him as he grows into puberty and beyond. So, guilty. Four, he has a longing for an Eden. Before the bomb, before the alley, before his father's death, before his mother's dependence, before he reached that fateful age of 10. The paradisial Eden does not, in fact, exist. But he dreams that it might have done, before the bombs, before the war, the 30s. Five, this singer, this Boley, is killed by a bomb. He's a 30s figure. He sings of the dreams. He makes sex sound simple. He makes sex sound lovely. Not a bit like sex at all, in fact. You note that Peters is only obliquely able to account what was obviously a brutal and traumatic sexual assault by using the words or phrases or titles of schmaltzy songs from an era he can have known nothing about at first hand. And they're the songs he might have heard on the radio downstairs whilst drifting off to sleep. Hmm? Six, his mother dies 6 weeks or so ago. Grief becomes guilt. Worse, he is alone at last. The letter from the family doctor characteristically omitted this vital piece of information. It did, however, mention that Peters was sacked from his job on a local newspaper 2 months ago. The obsession has taken over. The grief is the trigger. He's a depressive. He's in the tunnel. Oh, we shall see what we shall see. Hmm?
Yes, but sir, suicide. Won't he... With all due respect, sir, but isn't the fellow likely to take his own life?
No, he won't do that.
But I feel he may.
But nothing, he won't. After all, this is the National Health Service. And I, if I may reiterate the obvious, I am not God.
No?
Somebody, can you spare God?
Yes, we can spare a dime. We can spare more than a dime. Yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all very, very much. Ah, it's good to see you in such fine fettle. We are, dear friends, like a secret society with branches all over the country, in every major town and city in the land, dedicated to the sweetness of nostalgia. So dance as you used to dance. Dance to the songs you used to dance to. Your dancing days are not over by a long chalk. And the bar is now open. And later on, ladies and gentlemen, later on we shall be addressed by our faithful young friend, Mr. David Peters, the editor of the Alboli Tapestry. But first, an even bigger event, a great event. We'll have it ready for you in just a moment, just a minute. So enjoy yourselves now, ladies and gentlemen. Shake out those creaky joints. Lubricate those throats, eh? Music maestro, please. A piece first recorded on December the 2nd, 1932.
Hang on, bloody hell.
You're always the same, sweetheart, to me.
Give me another one of the same, please.
What was that?
Scotch.
My job.
And you. Oh, big one. No.
There you are. Six more, please, sir.
There we are.
Quite sure the film's all right then, Gerald.
Yes. Oh, we're walking through the roses side by side. Phil, Dr. Ch. Now we have a little red one, which we take three times. And we put that. And we have a slightly larger blue one, which we also take three times. Six balls and all.
Oh!
Sir. Yes.
Oh, and fill that up, please. Put another one in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Once more, I must crave your kind attention.
I know.
I love the sound of my own voice.
Now,
folks, now we come to the special item I mentioned before. Gerald, I'm sure it's going to thrill you all as much as it thrills me. Al, alas, cannot be with us tonight in the flesh, but... thanks to the magic of the silver screen, as we used to call it, ladies and gentlemen, Al Boley can be seen again.
Oh. Listen, if you remember Roy Fox's famous broadcasting band, the Monsignor London, with Newstone and Al Boley, who played and sang. In America, Al achieved further success. And now we've persuaded him, while on holiday here, to visit our studio and sing in his own inimitable way.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say hello to everybody over here. My first number will be Melancholy Baby. Thank you.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Just cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy made. You know, honey, I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have its silver light. So wait until that sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. Or else I shall be melancholy. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Just cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish, fancy, baby. Why, you know, honey, I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have its silver lining. Oh, so wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. Or else I shall be
melancholy. I told you we got something special for you tonight, didn't I? And now, with the memory of that still flickering in the back of our eyes, let us give a very big, a very warm welcome to that young but loyal and hard-working editor of our very own magazine, the Alboli Tapestry. And what a bumper bundle it is, too. Ladies and gentlemen, a specially big welcome to our very good young friend from Fulham, Davey Peters!
Gentlemen, I have been very kindly introduced as your friend.
So you are.
But, yes, but you're my friend. Friend. We all, you, all of us, want the sweet sound, the innocent flavor, the lost, forever lost of the album. But you want to hear about the magazine?
Yes. Yes.
It goes from strength to strength. Better and better. Yes. Better and better and bigger.
Bigger.
Bigger. Bigger. Oh, friendship is of enormous. Love is the sweetest thing. One of our best. Love is the sweetest thing. It is too.
Well, thank you, David.
Oh, moonlight and rose and red sails in the sunset. All the songs are about love. Sweet love, innocent love, real love. But never about making love. Never about the wicked copulation. I'm sorry. I know we shouldn't discuss the wicked things. We shouldn't talk about because love makes the world go round. Love is the sweetest,
nastiest, filthiest, vilest, most wicked thing. Bodies on top of each other, hired for bodies, paid for bodies. Yes.
I know. I shouldn't be here, but I have to tell you that because you are my friend, you are. I have to tell you that I have slept with 136 women.
Prostitutes! I know why you're all turning away.
Dance, everybody, dance.
Don't you realize I've said it? It's out now.
Good old Al.
Remember, and folks forget me.